I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You've already made a great decision today because you're tuned into the show that teaches the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work. Confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, being disciplined and being confident even when it's not produced the result you thought it was going to produce. Put all that together with a huge dose of personal initiative, meaning you go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen passively. All of this combined is the mindset and the podcast that we call, that you shall heretofore know as, Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic, we're talking about fame, notoriety, attention, followers, I guess we'll call it. Why should you try to get famous? This is why you should try to get famous. That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Now, why would I talk about why you should try to get famous? First of all, would I consider myself famous? I would say no, I'm not famous. Someone asked me if I was famous once who I had just met. They said, well, are you like, because I told them I played basketball, or maybe I told them something about the internet or YouTube. And they said, well, are you famous? And I said, well, if you have to ask me if I'm famous, then I'm probably not famous. That's my rule of fame. The rule of fame is simple. If someone has to ask you who you are or ask you if you're famous, you're not famous. All right, so I don't consider myself famous. I think I'm micro famous, meaning there's a small community of people amongst the 8 billion people in the world who would know who I am. Maybe if they never met me in person, but if they saw me, you know, in the mall or something like that, they say, oh, yeah, I know who you are. I see you on YouTube, or I follow you on Instagram, or I listen to your podcast. That kind of thing happens. But I wouldn't consider myself a celebrity. I'm far from being a celebrity. Doesn't mean I can't change quickly for any of us, not just for me, but for anyone. Maybe you're famous and you're listening to this. Maybe there are some famous people who listen to this podcast. If you are, you should send me a message and tell me who you are so I can use your name and say, fill in the blank famous person listens to this podcast. It'll get more people to listen to it. So you can help me out. If I'm helping you out, famous person, by listening to the show, you should let me know so I can use your name in promoting this podcast. Actually, what you could do is make a video and send it to me, and I'll use that and make sure people see it so that they'll start listening to this podcast just because you are. That's the power of fame. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about here in today's episode. And the reason why I even thought of this is not because I was just thinking about famous people or getting famous or anything like that. The reason I thought of it is because sometimes, and maybe you've had this happen to you, you'll see a famous person doing their thing, whatever they're famous for, or hear a famous person talking about their thing or whatever. Maybe they're famous for talking about stuff. Maybe they wrote a great book or a best-selling book, It might not even been a great book, but it was a best-selling book, or they're well-known for playing their sport, or the music that they do, or something like that. I will see or hear a famous person talking, and I hear them saying a whole lot of nothing. I'll see a famous person doing their thing, whatever the thing is that they're quote-unquote known for, and they're not even that good. Their skill level is not even that high. I'll hear someone who's a well-known, let's say, presenter or professional speaker or motivator or whatever it is they do or talk about, and I'm like, this person is not even good. This person does not even have that much skill. Why is this person famous? You ever ask yourself that question about someone? Why is he even famous? Why is she even famous? People used to say that often, maybe 7-8 years ago, when social media was really starting to take off around 2000, between 2009 and 2011, when social media was still kind of in its infancy and it was starting to take off and people were starting to get known, not necessarily on social media, but on TV, just media in general. And people would say things like, well, you're famous for no reason, or famous for doing nothing, or why is this person even famous? They're not even that good. They don't even have that much skill. I know people who aren't famous who are better than this person. Have you ever heard anyone say anything like that, or even said or thought it yourself? I want to tell you something. You're not wrong. It's absolutely true. There's some people who are famous who are not very good. I've seen them. I've met them. There's some people who are famous for having a certain level of knowledge or having a certain level of expertise in an area, and I've experienced their knowledge or expertise that this person doesn't really know as much as they're credited with knowing. But here's the thing you got to understand. People will eat up what a famous person says or what a famous person does simply because that person's famous. And you may be looking at it like, WTF? Why is everybody so into this person and this person's performance or what this person said? I know they're famous, but it's not even good. Here's why. Let me tell you why. It's because they're famous. It's because they're famous. When a person is famous, they have that sheen of fame on them. Let's give a definition to this word fame. Instead of you hating on that person or being mad or annoyed or being dismissive even of this person because they're famous, quote unquote, for nothing or famous and not even good, how about you learn how to do it for yourself? Even if you choose not to, you should at least know how to do it. Maybe you could teach somebody else how to do it. You could pass this to someone else who wants it. This will help them out a lot. But famous means known about by many people. Well known, prominent, popular, renowned, noted, eminent, distinguished. Shall we go on? That's what the word famous means. Esteemed, celebrated, respected, of distinction, illustrious, acclaimed, great, legendary, lionized, having your name in lights, notorious, infamous. That's part of being famous too. You could be infamous. The antonym, the exact opposite of being famous, is to be unknown, for no one to know who you are. Now that I've given you that, now that we can juxtapose this famous with being completely unknown, can you see the value of being famous? Now, I talked about attention several times on this podcast, episode number 587, getting the right kind of attention. And again, every episode that I refer to here, you can listen to directly at dreallday.com/the episode number. So that would be dreallday.com/587, getting the right kind of attention. Episode number 519, I talked about why LeVar Ball, the father of the Ball family, why Big Mouth LeVar Ball is the man and why you need to be paying attention to what he's doing, because he's basically forcing us to pay attention. Episode number 519. Episode number 444, Attention is the New Money. How do you get it and how do you keep it? If you haven't heard that episode, you need to tune in. That's again, dreallday.com/444. Episode number 417, how to get better at paying attention. Not only getting attention, but paying attention, because you can use with your fame what you pick up by paying attention to other people, giving them at least some micro fame for the moment by paying attention. Episode number 212, Three Principles of Creating Attention. So I've talked about attention many times on the show. Those are the ones where I'm specifically talking about attention. But you don't want to be unknown, do you? I mean, if you're working on your game, you want people to know that you have game. If you're selling a product, you want people to know that that product's available. If you write a book, you want people to know that they should buy that book or know that they're part of the target audience for reading that book. You don't want to be unknown. The opposite of fame is to be unknown. Maybe you're saying right now, well, I just want to be somewhere in between. Here's the problem with being somewhere in between unknown and famous. You want to know what the problem is with aiming for somewhere in between the two? Is that human beings are imperfect characters. We are imperfect beings, meaning what you're aiming for, you're probably not going to get there. And usually our plans make everything seem pretty perfect. Make everything seem perfect. We don't factor in all the contingencies, all the efforts that will be necessary. Usually what we plan for the aim that we go for in our plan, we usually, not always, but usually come up a little bit short of what that aim is. So if you're aiming for somewhere in the middle ground, you're going to be a little bit lower than the middle ground. You're better off aiming for the fame. Aim to have a whole bunch of people know your name, have your name in lights, be esteemed, not be able to, you know, walk through the mall, whatever it happens to be. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get to that specific point, but what it does mean is you're going to get a lot closer to it. And you definitely don't want to catch yourself being unknown, because how are you going to sell your product? How are you going to get anyone to know who you are? How are you going to get anyone to buy into you? How are you going to get your name and your work, whatever it happens to be, out there if nobody knows who the hell you are? How? And you can't even answer that, because there is no way to do it if nobody knows you. You're going to do business. If you're going to do business, you need people. People to buy, people to pay attention, people to ask questions, even people to criticize, even people to help sell you and sell your product or your service, whatever it is. You got to have people knowing who the hell you are. That's why today's topic is why you should try to get famous. This is about having as much attention as you can possibly have. That's what I mean when I'm talking about famous. It doesn't mean necessarily you got to be on a magazine cover or try to get a million followers on social media. It just means people knowing who you are, paying you attention. Number one reason why you need to get famous, because fame is good for business. I pretty much just explained that. Your material, your podcast, your book, your videos, your posts, your Snapchat story, it can all be weak. It can be garbage. It can be bland. It can be just of no value whatsoever, at least through the eyes of someone who's observing it. But people will see through. People will see everything you do. When you're famous, people see everything you do through rose-colored glasses. Well, not all people. Some people may change their mind here and there. Some people may be critical at some points and praising you at other points. But there's going to be a large mass of people who are going to look at everything you do and everything you say through rose-colored glasses. Everything you produce through rose-colored glasses, all because you're famous. Why? Because human beings, especially in a country like the United States of America, we are idol worshipers. When we see someone who is well-known, other people are knowing them, we want to know who they are. We like those people. We follow those people. We want to be like those people. We like hearing those people, being around those people's energies. We flock to anything that person is involved in. Why? Because we like that feeling. We like the feeling of being around someone who is so known by so many people, because we all unconsciously long to be in that situation ourselves. So it's good for business for you to be famous, because even if the stuff you produce is not even that good, people are going to see it as a lot better than it is just because of your fame. Not because it actually is good, but because you're famous. People like being around people who are known. People like being around people who are being seen. People like being around people who have a whole lot of attention, because just being around that person, when I say being around them, it doesn't mean you got to be their friend and shake their hand and go to lunch with them. I mean, you could be listening to their music, subscribe to their podcast, watching their video, following them online, having them say something that you feel like they're talking directly to you. That makes people feel good. It makes them feel a little bit of your energy. It makes them feel like a little bit of you is rubbing off on them just because they are around you, even if the around is them following you through their smartphone. Makes people feel a little bit of your energy just being near you. That's how being famous is good for business, even if it's only for a second. If you reply to something they say, or like their comment, or reply to their comment, or reach back through their email, or shake their hand when they see you in the mall or something like that, it makes that person feel a whole lot better just because they were able to be around you just for that slight moment. Even if you don't even talk to them or make eye contact with them, if you go to a McDonald's and they see you in the McDonald's, that's going to make them feel good. They're going to go tell everybody they know about it. That's going to be the highlight of their day, is that they saw you. Fame is good for business in that way. When you got people who are looking at you that way, listen, they'll buy what you sell. They'll listen to what you say. They will agree to what you believe in. Why? Just because you're known. You don't even have to be good. Point number two. Today's topic is why you should try to get famous in life. The same stuff that you're doing now, when you're not famous, it will produce 10 times the results just because you are famous. Whatever you're doing now, like let's just say if I was famous, there would be 10 times as many people listening to this episode as there are right now. Why? Not necessarily because the content got 10 times better. Because I'm famous for every one of you who's listening to this, maybe because it's good, or maybe somebody passed my name on to you. That's a component of fame. Someone passed my name on to you. They said, oh, you need to be paying attention to this person. That's part of fame. Now, those of you who just maybe just stumbled onto this because you were just looking for something of a certain type of content, there would be 10 people would come listen to this just because you did if I was famous. if my face was on a billboard somewhere, or I was on TV, or I had my own comedy show, or whatever it happens to be. When you're famous, the same stuff that you're doing before you get famous will be producing 10 times the results. You'll have 10 times the people paying attention. You'll make 10 times the money minimally. You will have 10 times the people wanting to be around you, 10 times people wanting to offer you some type of opportunity that you're going to have to weigh or get rid of or delete them and get them the hell away from you. You will have 10 times the results of everything that's going on in your life just because you're famous, even the stuff that you don't want. You'll have 10 times of it when you're famous because people, again, gravitate towards anyone who has attention on them. Anyone who has attention is going to draw more attention. Like attracts like. Point number three, today's topic again, is why you should try to get famous. Fame makes up for what you lack in skill. As I touched on at the beginning of the episode, sometimes you'll see someone who's famous. Maybe you already knew they were famous, and maybe you find out they're famous and you see them doing what they're doing. And you're like, I don't even understand why this person is known. They're not even that good. They don't even have that much game. Here's why. Fame makes up for whatever you lack in game. Whatever you lack in skill, whatever you lack in ability, however not good you are, when you're famous, it covers all that up. It covers up your blemishes. People tend to overlook things when they're dealing with a person whom they like. That's just how it works, right? I remember I went to a bank once. I received this check in the mail and I wanted to cash the check. So I went to a bank. I don't remember what, maybe it was Chase Bank. I was in Sunny Isles, Florida. So I go to this Chase Bank in Sunny Isles and I tried to cash the check, and there was some technicality there. They were saying there was a letter off or something that happened. Maybe I had written something on the back of the check. I don't even remember. But the woman at the counter at the Chase Bank in Sunny Isles told me, hey, we can't cash this check. And they pointed out the technicalities, and I tried to go back and forth with her, but she was really stonewalling, like, no, we're not going to cash it. So I'm like, cool. I left there. I went to another Chase Bank. I believe this one was in Fort Lauderdale. It was just on the way to where I was going. It was in Fort Lauderdale, and I go get to talking to this guy. It was a young guy working the counter, and he sees me. He didn't know who I was, but he saw who the check was from, and he kind of looked at me, and he was like, hey, man, do you play basketball? Because I had on basketball shorts, how I usually dress. And I was like, yeah, I do play basketball. And he was like, oh, what do you do? Where do you play at? And this, that, and the third. He's a basketball fan. You know, he's working at a bank. And we started talking a little bit about basketball and all that. And the exact thing that the woman at the previous bank had used as a technicality reason to deny me, he said, oh, no, that's not a problem. We'll just overlook that. We'll take care of that. He crossed something out that had been written on there. And then he went and cashed the check. I'm telling you that to tell you this. People will overlook blemishes when they like you. When people like you, they will overlook your blemishes. They will overlook things that someone who doesn't really like you, or maybe someone who's neutral. I don't know if the woman at the Sunny Isles Bank didn't like me. I don't think she knew who I was. I don't think she just disliked black people. Who knows? Maybe she was just completely neutral and she just said, you know, just based on my job, I can't do that. He said, I can do it. Why? Because he liked me. Because we had something in common. He said, okay, this guy's into basketball. I'm into basketball. We got something in common. He liked me just off that small little piece of rapport that we had. And I was able to get more done just because of that. And I had a whole lot more money than the zero that I got from the first bank coming out of the second bank simply because the guy liked me. When people like you, they'll overlook the blemishes. They'll overlook the faults. They'll overlook the things that your detractors or your critics will consistently point out. They'll overlook the things that you see as negatives, that you see as blemishes, as you see as things that make you not that great. They'll overlook those things when they like you. See, this is what fame does to you. It basically puts a 10x on everything. It puts a 10x on all your positives. It also puts a 10x on your negatives, but you would be shocked to learn that people don't even notice them when they like you. Fame makes up for the lack of skill. If you ever seen someone who is well known, but they're not that great at their craft, the reason why is their fame makes up for what they lack in skill. But here's the kicker, the most important thing. Since you listen to this podcast and you work on your game and you actually have skill, you add fame to that, you know what you get? You get a magic formula. This is why you need to become famous. Let's recap today's topic, which is, again, why you should try to get famous. Number one, fame is good for business. Your product can be weak, but people are going to buy it anyway. People are going to flock to everything you do anyway, just because we are idol worshipers. We like people who are known by a whole lot of people. Anyone who's liked by a lot of people, we are more inclined to like that person simply because they're liked by a whole lot of people. That's the number one reason why fame is something you should be aiming for. Number two, same stuff you're doing right now, when you're famous, it'll produce 10 times the results just because you're famous. Just because people know who you are, you will get 10 times the results just because you're known. It doesn't have to be any better. It could be the exact same stuff you're doing today will get 10 times the results when you're known. And a lot of people don't like to face this reality, but it is the reality. It is not all about game. It is not all about hard work. It is not all about skill. Maybe you need game, hard work, and skill to get famous. But once you get famous, you're not going to get 10 times the results because your game went up by 10, or your discipline went up by 10, or your mental toughness and initiative went up by 10. No, it's just that your attention went up by 10. Therefore, your results will go up by 10. That's just the world that we're in. Point number three, fame makes up for what you lack in skill. Whatever you lack in skill in anything, in a sport, in a business, in your writing, in your speaking, in your looks, whatever it is you lack, fame will make up for it when you're famous. People will overlook that thing. There will be critics who will talk about it, but if you got enough fans, they'll shout the critics down. The critics won't even matter. The critics can keep saying what they're saying and be completely factual. No one's going to listen to a single word of it. Why? Because you got the fame. Fame makes up for a lack of skill. Now you, with your combination of working on your game and the fame together, that's going to create a magic formula, which is why, since you already work on your game, all you need to do is add that other element and magic things will happen. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.